The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Apparently for a collective freakout,
okay.
The Doji Committee,
yeah,
as it's being called on X, Department of Government Efficiency. It's not an actual government department, though.
Sort of an oxymoron, though, isn't it?
Yes.
Government efficiency.
Vivek Ramaswamy and Elon Musk appointed by Trump to head that. And you know what Musk did? The media flipped out. When he bought X, he removed 90% of the people who work there because he said, look, once we stopped censoring, we didn't need them.
Yeah.
We could just get by with a skeleton crew. We didn't need all those people. They were redundant. He's a very good manager, obviously. I mean, Tesla stock's up 60% over the last month. So congratulations to you if you own that. You're smart. Despite all the problems Tesla's had, it's really killing it. So this guy knows what he's doing. Vivek Ramaswamy further antagonized what's left of the middle, the liberal media, which is not much, but what's left of the liberal media overnight by saying, hey, listen, we're going to cut 75% of government agencies. And look, that's where liberals go to be employed and escape the actual competitive job market, which they have disdain for. They turn around, many of them having never worked in the actual competitive job market, want to tell everybody what they should do.
Yeah. Never done it, but they want to regulate it.
Right. And that can make something of a mess. Here's Elon Musk talking about this. He says that, look, we don't need more than 99 federal agencies. Take a listen.
I kind of like Doge. It's more fun. Well, we just take a look at all the federal agencies and say, do we really need whatever it is, 428 federal agencies? Like, there's so many that people have never even heard of, and that have overlapping areas of responsibility. There are more federal agencies than there are years since the establishment of the United States, which means that we've created more than one federal agency per year on average.
That's a lot.
That's a lot. So we should have, that seems crazy. I think we should be able to get away with 99 agencies. And they certainly shouldn't have overlapping responsibilities. We just need a review of regulations to say which ones are sensible and which ones are not. Because if you've got regulators, every year they're going to add more regulations. It's just automatic. Like they're just output regulations. And there's more laws and regulations every year until basically everything's legal. So we can't get anything done. So we need some kind of garbage collection for regulations that don't make sense. I think I'm saying very obvious things.
You are saying obvious things.
Yeah. So
which will be very unpopular things.
Yeah. I'll probably need, if this happens, quite a significant security team. So because someone might literally go postal on me from the post office.
Oh, that was brutal.
Oh, yeah. But you know what? Here's the thing. We've got this problem, okay? We are not going to kick inflation until we stop printing money. And we are not going to stop printing money until we cut the size of government. We have to do it. Unless you just want to pay really high prices in the grocery store for food. So it's them or you. That's where it is. The American people need to understand this. And the Trump administration needs to do a good job of honestly explaining it. I mean, overnight, we had the CEO of Apollo. And you're going to see more CEOs come out and do this, okay, Lee? I've been saying it for weeks. Come out and say, look, inflation is not tamed. Not even close. He said inflation is not tamed in an interview with Bloomberg, that the Fed can say what it wants. It's deluding itself. We have a very long way to go. And how can you know that? Well, you can know that because You know, Kevin McCarthy decided to expand government permanently by 40%. He lost a speakership over it, went to the White House, snuck off, voted with the Democrats, and locked it in. And Mike Johnson, who unfortunately it appears will continue to be our speaker, that's a real shame. But the good news there, though, is he's so weakly that right now the Democrats are bossing him around. Republicans, remember, tried to recall him, and the Democrats saved him by killing the motion to get rid of him, and then he just did whatever they wanted after that. So what I'm hoping is that Trump is a stronger personality than the Democrats, and Mike is always looking for somebody to bow down to. Maybe Trump can scare him more than the Democrats. I don't know. Right now he answers to the Democrats, not us. And that's really bad, because we just keep passing Nancy Pelosi's budget over and over again. And we'll do that. We'll continue to do that. The way that Mike got his speakership was to lie to Republicans and say they could have 12 appropriations bills, which would allow us to go in and cut those line by line by line, right? The stuff the Efficiency Committee will recommend. Mike turned tail and never allowed them anything but an up or down vote on what's called a continuing resolution. So what that means is you just either continue the budget that we had before or you vote no, but you can't make changes to it. And so we have, Republicans have dutifully passed Nancy Pelosi's budget for years now, even though we've been in charge. So it's going to be very interesting to see. Mike Johnson was talking a lot of smack yesterday about how he's going to pass Trump's agenda. But so far, all I've seen him do is pass Nancy Pelosi's agenda. So
why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, who is he going to bend to? Is it going to be Donald Trump or is it going to be the Democrats? We don't know. It's a real spin of the dice.
Well, it's past time to discontinue the continuing resolutions for the budget. That's a practice that's got to stop.
Look, and it was very disappointed yesterday to hear that he's going to continue to be speaker. He is a weak, sad man. But not significantly different, though. And let me tell you why. I mean, the biggest problem we have, people keep talking, how will we stop the illegals? Well, Mike can stop paying for their trips up here. $30 billion since 2023 we have run through the State Department. And we've run through the UN, and that's why they get here. Their clothes look clean. Their hair looks good. They've been staying in hotels, and you've been paying for their food.
Cell phones to use the government app.
Yeah, that's where the money comes from. And we found it, Lee. We found where the money comes. And by the way, and then billions later, once they get here to pay for all their food, this is what Eric Adams in New York is cutting off now because Mike Johnson won't do it. I mean, Eric Adams is a Democrat, and he's cutting off the money cards. $18,000 per family of four illegals per year. Where'd that money come from? FEMA? And other grants. Who put it there? Mike Johnson, Republican. And you know where I really lost it with Mike is if you're going to vote with the Democrats, you're going to act like a Democrat. Don't go down to the border and accuse the Democrats of causing this illegal immigrant crisis when literally the migrants walking behind you, who you're pointing to, were funded by you. You know, so is Mike going to kowtow to the Democrats and keep funding this illegal immigration stream? We're going to have a very hard time controlling it if Mike keeps funding it. But he figures you don't know that. So we need, I mean, you know, but again, Mike is a very weak man and very weak. And hopefully Trump is the stronger man and will bend Mike to his will instead of Hakeem Jeffries' will. And we can stop passing Nancy Pelosi's budget. She hasn't been in charge in years, but we keep, you know, passing her budget and funding this illegal immigrant migrant stream. Lee, it will dry up to a trickle when we don't pay for it, when you have to pay your way up here.
Right.
So Mike's talking a good game. Mike lies a lot. He was talking to the good game yesterday, but we'll find out whose side he's really on. But I was very disappointed Trump's keeping him.
No, Republicans have still got to win the House. That ain't over yet.
Yeah, it looks like we're still counting.
I don't understand. Well, I do understand.
Well, they're trying to steal it. They're going through everything they can, try to find more votes and lawyers and all that kind of stuff. So,
and of course, it's going to be a potential problem with Trump continuing to nominate people that are coming out of the Senate and the House for administration picks. I mean, that's an important place to go. You should consider, but it's just like there's also another issue, too, that you've got to have the got to have party control of the House and Senate in order to get things done.
And what we've got to do is, look, we grew the government by 40% under COVID, and with promises we'd go back. And again, Kevin McCarthy locked it in at the Democrats' wishes, and we're just spending 40% more than we did in 2019 over and over for no reason. I mean, literally no reason. We're just printing it. And I mean, so Donald Trump is never going to get a hold of this if we don't stop. And Mike Johnson needs to find the backbone to stop it. Or Trump's not going to be able to tame this inflation. He's not. That's what's causing it. And the only way to hold it back, Lee, think about what's going on right now, is with high interest rates, mm-hmm. which guts the middle class ability to buy a home. People can't buy a home. They're, you know, it's the least affordable it has been in basically 50 years. It's a problem. And now you've got this Yahoo over at the Federal Reserve, who always sabotaged Trump using interest rates before, Jerome Powell. Trump can't get rid of him until his term ends. He says he's going nowhere. Well, what is he doing? He's dropping interest rates so as to surge inflation and tar Trump with it. That's what he's doing right now. It's very political. And this is why yesterday it was very interesting that Scott Kleinman, the co-president at Apollo Global Management, came out and told Bloomberg inflation is not tamed. The Fed can say what it wants. He knows they're lying. And they drop these interest rates much longer. We're gonna have inflation. And people are going to lose it. And Jerome Powell knows that. So Trump has so many problems. He really needs partners in Congress.
Yep.
He really does. Because Elon Musk and Vivek Ramaswamy can recommend all the cuts they want.
Right.
But we got to get it through Congress. We got to have people who are Republican running stuff there. Or we're going to fail. We're going to fail bigly. And the Democrats are going to take back over.
Yeah.
So, look, the best thing that you can do about that today, and I'm just asking you for one more thing. I know you stood in those lines for hours. I'm asking you to call your senator, your Republican senator. Anybody listening right now can do it. Text keyword Senate to the text line 71307. You can click on the link. You'll find your senator. Call their regional offices. Call it, you know, in the state. Call their D.C. offices. Ring them up. Tell them you want Rick Scott, because Rick Scott is the only one of the three candidates. This is incredible. Who has pledged to support Trump's agenda. John Thune and John Cornyn refused to do that. In fact, John Thune threatened Trump on national TV. That he better stay out of it or else. And so that is the kind of hostility that we are facing. John Thune does not need to be majority leader.
Obviously, if he wants to, he could exert a considerable amount of influence on that. But honestly, I think my preference would be, and I think it's probably in his best interest to stay out of that. These Senate secret ballot elections are probably best left to senators, and he's got to work with all of us when it's all said and done. But whatever he decides.
Yeah, he's got an F Liberty rating because he keeps voting for the Democrats. So we need Tim Scott and, you know, we need Lindsey Graham to vote for Rick Scott. Or we're not going to tackle this inflation. We're not going to tackle any of it. Trump will fail by day three because this is not going to get through. But we can try to make a difference and do that and ask our senators vote with Trump, not against him. We are watching. We know what you're doing. Text keyword Senate to 71307.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.